You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to say I'm joined for the first time as working together here on the podcast by Leona Mayer. Leona, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to the podcast. Obviously, I've got some tips for tomorrow on the radio today and then on the TV tomorrow.
Brilliant stuff. Well, just before we ask you for your selections for tomorrow, I believe you've gone for Cheltenham with it being the main meet. And if we just take a look back at what we saw yesterday in racing, one can say it was a great day at the office for a certain Adam Kirby.
Yeah, it certainly was. Obviously, we talked about this earlier. He had a four-timer yesterday. I think you were saying it may have been a five-timer. I didn't see that race, but one did get thrown out. But all the same, I'm sure he's happy with the day he had. He had rode three winning favourites, and then he had a winner that was about 5-1, I think, for Emma Owens. So obviously, he had a really good day at Lingfield, and he rides the track so well.
David Probert also had a great day at the office as well. He rode a treble last night at Kempton. And Paul Howlin, he returned, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Good to see him back in the winner's enclosure. I think he may have already, I'm pretty sure I saw him in the winner's enclosure a week or two ago, so I'm sure he may have had already one or two winners since back training, but he hasn't had many. He was obviously, he stopped training, so wasn't in the ranks for a while, so good to see him back. He had a 14-1 winner last night with Declamation, so glad to see him back in the winner's enclosure.
Talking of horses as well, how's your lad getting on?
Yeah, he's doing good. Obviously, the last time I did the podcast, it wasn't with you, but I did mention on there he had a slight hind suspension injury, so there wasn't a tear or a hole, it was just a minor strain, so he has been out of action for a few months, so I haven't been taking him to any competitions or anything, but I have been taking him on what is, it's a water treadmill, so obviously they walk in, the doors get closed, the treadmill starts moving and then it starts filling up with water, and it's basically to get them, the water only goes kind of just below their knee, so they're not swimming as such, whereas obviously, so like Michael Owen recently posted about their horses learning to swim, which is a proper swimming pool, that's for fitness. The water treadmill is good for injuries because they're not actually swimming, so they're not overexerting. What they do is they want to walk out of the water because there's not a lot, if you see what I mean. So they don't try and wade. They pick their legs up properly and walk through the water. So really beneficial from an injury point of view. And of course, you know, they're tied up, they're stuck in there, so they can't be silly or, you know, do anything too strenuous. So he started doing that water treadmill. He'll do that now for a few months alongside being ridden, and then hopefully he'll be back ready for eventing season next year.
Well, we do wish you all the best of luck here with your lad, and we look forward to hearing his progress as well. Right then, Friday afternoon, there's a very busy day of racing. Of course, the main meet is Cheltenham. Not forgetting there's race at Bangor as well. Doncaster, of course, they have their one of their big meets of the jump season on Saturday with the Grade 2 Novices Chase. Not forgetting the Summit Juvenile Hurdle as well, which is seen by trainers as a stepping stone towards the Triumph Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. But talking of the main meet at Cheltenham, this is where your two selections are from.
Yeah, they certainly are. I think I've probably picked the two most difficult of the races, knowing me on the day, but the cross country race is one of them. But first of all, the 2:30. It's not an easy race, but I've gone with a horse who I really like him, Rock the Casbah. He's a very consistent horse. He didn't run so well last time, and he was probably a little bit disappointing. But I actually didn't realise until I was looking through the racing that he hasn't ever won past either over 3 miles or further, which I didn't know that. And I was looking through the racing, and then it was his last start that he did where he won just over a mile, jumped really well, and he won over 3.3. The ground should be pretty similar, and he relished conditions last time. And he, like you say, he's a horse that I really do like anyway. And the fact that he's back to winning form, obviously yard in good form, Rock the Casbah is my selection in the 2:30.
Do you like the song as well, Rock the Casbah?
No, I don't.
Rock the Casbah. give us a line.
No, it's a bit old, I think, that. I don't even think you should know that song.
I think I might be showing my age ever so slightly. What's your second selection of the day?
Yeah, it's in the cross-country race, which obviously is even harder to pick the winner of. The 3:05. There's a couple of interesting horses in this race. So my actual selection is my hometown for Ender Bolger, which is actually their second string in there, of course, because they've got Josie's Order, who we know is infamous in the cross-country races. He's getting on a bit now, though, so 10 years old, Josie's Order. So that's not the selection I am am going with the other strip, the other horse of JP McManus's and Ender Bulger's, which is my hometown. Ran plenty of times in, obviously, the chase races and the cross-country races, and was a really good winner at Punchestown last time. Maidle on that occasion and won by 16 lengths. So I think... I'm hoping as well, which obviously may not be the case tomorrow or later, that My Own Time should be a good each way price really in the field. So that's going to be the selection. And I think Amazing Comedy's interesting. French Raider was a good winner last time of a cross country race over in France. But obviously this is a lot harder than that race, and the opposition is a lot better. So just leaning towards My Hometown, and that's going to be the selection in the cross country race at Cheltenham.
You said earlier on in the podcast that you're going to be on TV tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on TV tomorrow. I'm punditing and Gordon Brown's presenting. So I get to hopefully... pick some more winners tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're listening to the podcast now, we will say pop up to your local William Hill shop tomorrow, where Leona Mayer will be alongside Gordon Brown, hopefully tipping lots more winners along the way as well.
Yeah, I'm going to try my very best, aren't I? Obviously, it's nice working Gordon Brown. He's on today as well. So, yeah, we'll be looking forward to good racing tomorrow.
Great to work with you, by the way, because obviously it was only a few weeks ago that we worked for the first time alongside each other on TV.
Yeah, and the radio.
Yeah,
we have. So I don't do the radio very often, but on the radio today, just doing a single, so I'm done after the day racing, and then back tomorrow for full day of TV.
Excellent stuff. Well, as I say, do join it, Leona and Gordon, as they take you through all the action on William Hill TV on Friday afternoon. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio as well. It's live from 11:40. Sam Noyce, Craig Forsyth and Ross Briley will be taking you through the afternoon action at Bangor-on-Dee, Cheltenham and Doncaster. And then tomorrow evening, it's all-weather action at Dundalk and Kempton. Leona, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Fingers crossed those selections run well. And obviously, if you do listen to the radio and you've got any other selections, you can email them in.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.